Wakey, wakey,
it's Danny Lakey.
Well, I'm still really trying to get my head around the parson's nose. That was voted as the best part of a barbecue chicken. It's very interesting and one of the reasons why I love the job. To go from having no knowledge of a parson's nose to being told that it is literally the favourite part of my favourite piece of food ever. Very excited to go home and spend the Easter long weekend eating parson noses out of barbecue chickens. Apparently it's the buttocks. Where should I do a collective shout out? Are you over cricket? Do you not like cricket? Oh no. Oh wait, you love it, don't you? Collective shout out, cricket version, 5 syllables with the added extras. It was good fun. And also, a little play on the game of the secret sound, which apparently can't be replicated due to legal reasons. So what's causing the smelly sound when I copped a whole lot of flatulence earlier tonight? Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Jeez, I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. From one chicken lover to another. Not good in the hip pocket. Talking about the barbecue chickens, Coles and Woolies, a staple of most people's weekly shop, or at least a sneaky trip on a Sunday to pick up a couple of hot chickens. Oh, go on, pick up a couple of hot chickens on your way home, would you? I'll toss up a salad, you get the chickens. It's fantastic. It's the barbecue without having to fire up the barbecue. $8 is usually what you'd pay for your standard roast chicken at Coles or Woolies. Now, what's happened is it's a dollar increase in the price of roast chickens at Coles and Woolworths. Now, it's gone from $8 to $9, and it has been described as an industry-changing event. And I don't think this is media hoopla. I really don't. What I'm afraid of is that this may spell the end of the hot chook. Because what is clear here is that one company, a.k.a. Woolies, Coles, has rolled out the $1 price increase. Woolies has seen this, and Woolies has had the choice. They can go, right, do we stick with our $8 roast chicken and be known as the retailer that sells cheaper hot roast chickens? They could have done that. Instead, they've gone, you know what we can now get away with? We're going to push our price up to $9 as well. It's bloody outrageous, and it's the end of the roast chicken as we know it. You watch, Coles will go 10, then Woolies will go 10. You bet... In a year or two from now, we'll be paying $28 a roast chicken. It'll be like Switzerland prices to celebrate the end of the roast chicken on 13/10/60. What is the best part of the chicken? And there's a couple of options here. I think the common ones would be the breast or the leg. I myself don't mind a wing from time to time either. It's got to be a barbecue chicken wing though. As in like the rotisserie ones that you get from Coles or Woolies or Red Rooster or something like that. Stuffing. Maybe there's going to be someone who just goes nuts for the stuffing. Or the skin. I'm a skin man. I wouldn't mind just taking the whole skin off the top of that chicken and eating that. Miscellaneous as well. There's the bag juice. There's the neck. There's the wishbone. You just don't know what this is going to pull up. We'll get some more calls next. I'm going to tally it. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. To get your roast chickens, I mean, you might be torn right down the middle. Coles or Woolworths. They're both $9 these days. They've both done a price hike, guys. Down prices are not down at either of these. Coles started it. They raised the $8 barbecue chicken, the pre-cooked fresh hot chicken that you get in the rotisserie style, from $8 up to $9. Woolies have seen this and then gone up to $9 as well. Oil companies aren't allowed to do this. They aren't allowed to conspire and figure out that they're just all going to raise the prices at once. I don't like it. It's the end of the roast chicken. On 13/10/60, we've got to grab what we can and celebrate the rotisserie chicken. I mean, these chickens died for our radio segment. 13/10/60, what's the best part of a chicken? I am keeping a running tally so far. We had John from Sydney. He's voted the breast. I'm going to throw a cat amongst the pigeons and say the skin. Yes, there's many pros and cons to each piece of the chicken. Leanne from Newcastle, we've got the breast, we've got the leg, we've got the wing, we've got the stuffing, we've got the skin, bag, juice, neck, wishbone. These are all things that I can think of so far, and I'm open to more suggestions, but what's your favourite part of the chicken?
Oh, I've got to agree with you. The breast and the leg is definitely, I'm torn between them two, but I do like the skin, even though I feel guilty for eating it.
No, the skin is fantastic. It's so salty and fatty. I mean, the negative side of it, that it's got none of the healthy chicken qualities.
I know.
Torn between the leg and the breast, like a teenage boy commencing foreplay. Where do you start?
Seriously, and I just, mostly rang to tell me that you just cracked me up. I have to I work in a servo, so I have to start at 5 o'clock in the morning and I have to drive to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And your radio program just sets my day.
Thank you very much. That is a great little addition to my ego. Leanne, please, all fan mail to GPO Locked Bag Crow's Nest, New South Wales 2000.
No problem, Danny.
I'll put half a point for the wing and half a point for the leg and then half a point for the breast. I'll divide
no
yours.
Wing, no. Wings, I'm not a bone sucker. No, it's got no meat.
Yeah, I know, but it makes me feel like a dog when I eat it. It's so good. It's so degrading. I feel like I'm eating the scraps of life. Thank you, Leanne. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Half a point, Danny, for the leg, half a point for the breast. Kathleen from Sydney on 131060. What's your favourite part of the chicken?
The whole chicken.
No.
The whole chicken.
No. Leanne only got to spread her votes because she butted me up first. You can't just start with whole chicken.
I don't care about the breast or the wing. I like the whole bloody chicken.
Well, I've got news
for you. I don't know why you pay $10 for the bugger when you can get it for $8, eh?
Well.
Yeah, and I buy it for $4 off the shelf and cook it myself, and I love the whole chicken.
No. Well, I've got news for you. It's not as nice. It's dead set it's not as nice. I agree that if you enjoy
it. If I cooked it, made it double as nice.
No way. No way, Jose. I'm sure you're a good cook, but there is no way you could oven roast a better chicken unless you've got your own rotisserie.
I bet you I'm not your mother, bro, but I can do it better.
Nope. Guarantee you
could. You know, good looking chicken, you get a go.
Nope. I guarantee that you're a good looking chicken and I'm a serious rooster.
The chook's got to look good when you cook it.
There's no way you get that golden brown texture. I'll tell you right now, Kathleen, there's no way. Not on the hairs of my chinny chin chin.
I've got a beard. From Toronto to friggin' Liverpool, I can cook the best chook, mate. No. I'm telling you.
Highly offensive. Highly offensive. Mick from Barillon on 131060. What?
Hey, mate, how are you doing, big dog?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I almost dumped that caller before. High rudeness claiming she could cook a better chicken for $4 in her own oven. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Ridiculous. No, yeah, I could probably agree with her, though, but...
Whoa! Yeah. No. Not my taste buds. Not my taste buds. It's that,
no, anyway,
that
my
golden
favourite
bit.
Part of the chicken is the sweet chilli tenders from Aldi's. They're the best things you ever want to eat. Off a chook.
Why is this getting derailed? People are saying home chickens. People are pulling out frozen chicken chili tenders from Aldi. This is a serious chicken survey, Mick from Barillon. Do you have anything to add to the survey or not?
Yeah, mate, I can I cook a really good chook in my barbecue.
Right, no. I'm done. 131060. Rob from Waverley, save this segment. What's the best part of a chicken? People are trying to boycott it.
Nah, I think the best part of chicken got to be the wing.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. Finally, a point that I can put here. A notch on my chicken bedpost. People, I can't believe people are boycocking the segment. Wing is good, isn't it? It makes you feel very savage.
Yeah.
Something back to your roots.
Especially that hack you do when you get that bone out.
Yes.
And then you just rip that one, all in one mouthful.
Yes. And it's all crispy and crusty. There's still little bits of hair on the end
baby.
Of it.
That's the one.
Oh, you suck the whole thing off. Yeah, that's good. The breast, it just comes on a platter. It's very healthy for you. I get it. But there's no manpower with that. There's no caveman feeling.
I'm more about that flavour, baby.
Yeah. Oh, me too, Robbie. Aren't we both? Joe from Benoa in Victoria on 131060. What's the best part of the chicken?
Hey, big dog.
Hello.
Probably the parson's nose.
Oh, the parson's nose. You mean the fatty extremity of the rump of a cooked fowl, do you?
That's the one. Yep.
I only know that because I had to quickly Google it because I was thinking maybe it may have been a sex manoeuvre. Like, oh, yes, well, I like the leg, but my brother, he likes a dirty Sanchez and a Cleveland steamer. Okay, no, the parson's nose is a legitimate part of the chicken. The fatty bit of the ass. Does that come on your standard Coles and Woolies chickens? The parson's nose is accessible?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it does. It's been a long while since I've had a Coles chicken, though.
How dare you? I'm going to go out and buy one, and I'm going to go searching for that parson's nose. I'm going to go sniffing around, and I'm going to look for that fatty extremity of the rump, because I've got a feeling that I'm not including that in my chicken chops.
Yeah.
Parson's nose. That will fall under its whole brand new category. I'm not going to include that in miscellaneous. It's too strong. It's too strong from you. Thank you, Joe. Troy. From Hunter Valley in New South Wales. What's the best bit of the chook?
The oyster.
Or the oyster.
So the chicken oyster is like a small little parcel of meat that sits at the top of the thigh. And it's one of the most used muscle groups on the bird, so it's developed the most natural flavour.
Jesus Christ, there are so many bits of the chicken I am learning about here. I'm going to have to go dissect one. I want to do a live Facebook feed. That's what we're going to do. Producer Felix can't hear it because he's on the phone. But on the next show, which will probably be Tuesday after the Easter break, we're going to do an Instagram live of me dissecting a chicken, and you can direct me to where this chicken oyster bit is, and the other person can direct me to the parson's nose.
The parson's nose is okay. It's a little bit too much work. Yeah. But I think it goes chicken oyster, wing, thigh, and then breast is last.
Wow. Jesus. I'm so intrigued about this little chicken oyster now. A lot of calls coming through on 131060. I mean, people are just trying to outdo each other now with chicken creativity. Matt from Melbourne, what's the favourite bit?
Chicken ribs, mate. Nicely marinated with honey soy. Beautiful, mate.
Is it really?
It's delicious.
I've always associated lamb or beef with a rack of ribs. I've never tried the old chicken ribs.
Yeah, and they've got one little bone in them and you just eat the meat off it, mate.
Great. All right, I'm also going to put that down as a brand new category. We're currently at a 6-way tie between breast, skin, wing, parson's nose, oyster, and ribs. Josie, in Victoria on 131060, never did I think that we'd be chatting about chicken for this long, but hey, you guys have called for it. What's the best part?
The stuffing, obviously.
The stuffing. Oh, nice hearty piece of stuffing. Pretending you're a teddy bear, filling up with lots of rosemary, parsley, and whatever the other stuff is. Cornflour, is it?
Stuffing it is.
Cornflour? Is that it?
I don't know what it is. Stuffing. It's just great.
Yeah. You like the dry stuffing or the wet stuffing? Because there are different amounts of moisture. In a stuffed
bird. it has to have a little bit of moisture. Mm. You don't want to be choking on it.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes the discoloration can put me off a little. I'll be hacking into a red rooster chicken, and then you've got the stuffing reveal at the end. You'll lift the you'll lift the whole carcass up, and there'll be a big like cake of stuffing underneath.
Stuffing.
And sometimes it's
100%.
Really nice looking, and other times it's like all black and gooey, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, no, that one's not good. No, red rooster stuffing, awesome.
Mm. Yeah. All right, guys. I think.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. It's a 7-way tie at this point. I really don't know what else to do. Rebecca from Sydney, you may be the voice of reason here. Can we agree what the best part of a chicken is?
Okay, so you've got the bum part.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is this the parson's nose?
And you've got the neck part, so it's really hard. So you don't know which part to order. So if you order the wing, like if you order the breast part, you have to have the backbone and the neck.
Okay.
And half the places don't know what you're talking about.
I bet so, because I always thought just chicken necks were just for dogs.
It's the best part, especially when they're really crunchy.
Oh, God. All right, Rebecca. And then what, you have a chicken bum as well, the parson's nose?
Yep, that's the best part of the leg.
All right. And James from Kiama, I can see a little producer's note here that he also likes the parson's nose. Guys, I think we're going to have to crown the winner. It's the parson's nose. Out of nowhere. Didn't even know it was a thing. I thought it was a sex move. Well done, Parson's Nose.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
This time yesterday, we did something called the secret sound. Now, I was unaware that apparently other radio stations in the past have done secret sounds. I thought it was my original idea. Of all the filth that we cover on this show, received an email this morning from the legal team saying you can't do secret sound anymore. Someone's already trademarked the words, the secret sound. Think of something else to do. But what? We had so many calls. It was very fun. Bit of mystery. They're like, well, that's the thing. That's why someone's trademarked it, because it's so fun to do. They said, figure out something else. I said, what can I figure out? They said, I don't know. You're the creative. So creative I got. And as I was thinking, how the hell could I do my own Lakey spin-off of the secret sound, it came to me. I farted, and just like that, a brown cloud of inspiration floated up into the air, and it spelt, what's causing the smelly sound? On 131060, this is Dead Set. This is a real-life fart from me earlier on tonight, right in front of the microphone with it turned up. I've been a gassy man. Producer Felix can vouch for that. Over the past 24 hours, I've been gassy, and I know exactly what has caused the gassiness. Certain food out there. Certain food. On 131060, what's causing the smelly sound? And you can almost hear it. You can almost hear the particles of the food coming out. Joel, who's heading to Sydney, 131060. What's causing the smelly sound, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. A bit of spag bol, I reckon.
Ooh, spag bol. No, not spag bol. Haven't had spag bol in years, to be honest. Not my cup of tea.
You're missing out.
No, I'm not. I'm honestly not. It's not like I'm unaware of spag bol. I'm very much aware of spag bol. I've had different varieties of spag bol. I've had Nonna's Bolognese. I've had spag bol out at Sizzler. I've had spag bol in Italy, in Venice and Rome. I don't like spaghetti bolognese. What do you reckon, Joe? Now, I mean, Felix has just answered another phone call. I was middle of telling him I don't like spaghetti bolognese, and he was like, well, I've got nothing. I'm just going to get on these phone calls. Leave you and Joe to chew the spaghetti bolognese fat. It's not spaghetti bolognese. What's causing the smelly sound on 131060? You can ring through. And it's going to be... To me, it's obvious because I know what it smells like. And to be honest, this is the sound that's synonymous with consuming that food as well. One more guess for you, Joel.
Your protein bars.
Ooh, that's a good guess. I do get very gassy on my protein bars. But it's not the protein bar, unfortunately. Thanks, Joel. Sorry, mate. Jakey from Colebrook on 131060. What is causing the smelly smell?
That would be two people.
Two people?
Yeah.
What do you mean, two people? Two people are forcing this out of my belly?
It could be maybe two trees. Colliding together or something like that, I don't know.
No. Jake. I'm telling you right now, this is a fart. This is my fart. What I'm asking is what...
When I heard it, I just, like, cracked up because it sounded exactly like one that I done earlier on.
It is. Well, it is. I'm not lying to you. I've got, why would I have a reason to lie? There's no way that that's not the real fart. What I'm asking is what food has caused the smelly sound?
Pizza.
Because I've been gassy all day. Oh, there we go. Now we're onto something. Is it pizza? No, unfortunately, it's not pizza, Jake. Thank you, though. Michael from Newcastle on 131060. What caused the smelly smell?
Oh, there we go. Now we're onto something. Is it pizza?
Michael, listen to the phone, yeah, not the radio. Yep. Listen to the phone. What do you think's causing the smelly sound?
Mate, Thai food.
Ooh, Thai food. Not a bad guess. Unfortunately, not, though. 131060, this one has people stumped. If you want to ring through, I'll give a clue next. We'll take some more calls. What's causing the smelly sound? We'll get some more of them in minutes. It's Danny Lakey. Around the country, 131060 had some resounding success yesterday night with the secret sound. What was the secret sound? Turned out it was a Chinese woman biting down on some ice, very specific indeed, and generated a lot of fun and a lot of callers on the show, which is what we like. To my dismay, this morning, once legal had a run through the audio from last night's show whilst they were fast asleep as it was happening live, said you can't do secret sound. It's already been trademarked by another radio station. Do something else. I thought, what on earth could I possibly do? Then lifted up my left butt cheek, squeezed down a fart because I'm a gassy man sometimes, and thought, oh God, I've got it. What's causing the smelly sound? That was a pre-recorded fart from earlier on in the night. I've been gassy for the last couple of hours. It is very clear what food has caused this natural flatulence. Producer Felix has been handing me a producer's notes with one of those pooper scoopers because he doesn't want to come into the studio because it is almost a brown, sort of alto-cumulus farty atmosphere in here. 131060, Cody in Mildura. What's causing the smelly sound?
I reckon a bit of onion, mate.
It is a stereotypical flatulence causer, that's for sure. However, I haven't had any onion with, well, weeks, if not months, I'd say. I don't get around onion. Couldn't possibly be onion.
No good then.
Sorry about that. Feel free to try again. Jordan on 131060, what do you think is causing the smelly smell?
I reckon it's a hard-boiled egg.
Hard-boiled egg. Now, that's not bad because I do have some hard-boiled eggs during the show. However, it's not hard-boiled eggs. It's very, very obvious what is causing this because I haven't been flatulent in the last couple of days, and then I had a food out of the ordinary, and all of a sudden, it's bang on this sort of flatulence. And you can hear it in the fart. It seems very obvious to me indeed. It's not a very aggressive fart, is it? As far as fart acoustics go, it's probably one of the nicer farts you've heard, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
It's not a gross one. It's not one of those real gross, let it rip, really bassy sort of bulbous ones. It's quite a little cute.
Boop, yeah, it's like a little sneaky, quick yeah. one, like a...
I'd imagine that's exactly what the fart sounds like if you're at the golden pearly gates into heaven and there's a couple of angels on both sides and one of them's had a couple too many sardines for dinner. She just lets off a... It's a very nice fart indeed. An angelic fart, some might say. Christy in Melbourne on 131060. What's causing the smelly sound? What's that, sorry? You dropped out.
Sorry. I'm just laughing.
Oh, no. Sorry. Christy, you there?
Yep.
Sorry, that was my bad. I'm pushing the wrong buttons. We talked to Christy and then dropped into Michelle and then back to Christy. But we are in Christy territory now. What awesome. Is causing the gas?
I saw a sushi roll.
Sushi roll! I am a sucker for a sushi roll. Prawn tempura, in fact, with a bit of avocado. Brown rice, though, of course. Slow digesting yep. carb. Am I right, sister?
Definitely.
Yeah, I could see why you've got that, because it does sound like the gas of a sushi roll coming out the other end. However, it's not correct, unfortunately. Thanks for playing. Michelle from Victoria on 131060. Now you're up, girl. What's causing that?
Some Indian, bit of curry.
Ooh, don't mind curry. Don't mind curry. But I only have Indian on Friday nights as a treat. And they definitely don't sound like that on the Saturday morning. Incorrect, I'm afraid. Thanks for playing. Feel free to have another go. Pam from Eildon in Victoria. What is causing the smelly sound?
Could it be baked beans?
Could it be baked beans? Well, technically, that is correct in a way, because it could be baked beans, but it is not baked beans. So that's the incorrect part. Baked beans are a bit more... Baked beans are... I'd say there's more than just the one... bit of a baked bean. Baked beans would be more drawn out. Sort of every bean is getting its own little bit of gas. This is like crackling along for a while. This is just very short and sharp stuff. So unfortunately, have to not award the points on this situation. Joseph in Ingleburn on 131060. What is causing the smelly sound?
Hey, mate, I think it's nachos.
Nachos! I'm a sucker for some nachos.
Aren't we all...
It's incorrect, though, unfortunately. Should I give a clue, maybe? These people are coming through thick and fast, thinking they've got it, and they're all very, very good guesses. Aaron from Wodonga on 131060. Before I give away a clue, what do you suggest is causing the smelly
following sound? Up from last night, I would have to say some blue vein cheese.
Ooh, we did discuss a couple of nights ago on the show, what's your favourite cheese? And I am a sucker for some blue vein cheese. Didn't necessarily mean that I was consuming any blue vein cheese at the time, though. In fact, I can confirm no cheese was consumed that night. Couldn't possibly be the answer. Couldn't possibly be. Sorry. Sorry.
No worries.
That's all right. Jason from New South Wales. 131060. What's causing that sound?
Mate, it wouldn't be a kebab by any chance, would it?
Oh, it wouldn't be a kebab by any chance, would it? Three negatives in the one question. It wouldn't be by any chance, would it? You're half right. You're half right. Only because it is found in a kebab. But it's definitely only one part of the kebab that's causing that. Got to go to another song. 131060. Go back to the drawing board, Jason. That's, I guess, the clue. It is known to be found in kebabs. One single ingredient on 131060. We'll get some more calls next. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey, 131060. God, I'm a gassy man. But what is causing this smelly sound? I will not apologise for the gas. God gave me this gas to share with the world and create a radio segment. What's causing the smelly sound? God, I love it. Phones have never been busier on 131060. And this isn't secret sound stuff. We did secret sound last night. Then legal said, hey, you can't do that. That's another concept on another radio station. You can't use that. You can't use the secret sound. Go back to the drawing board, big dog. Well, I'm combining my love of secret sounds and passing gas for the segment, What's Causing the Smelly Sound? We've already received a clue just before, if you were listening, and we've got Thrifty, Emily and Porky, the tripod, the triple threat on the show. What's causing the smelly sound?
Tabbouleh.
Tabbouleh.
We've got Thrifty, Emily and Porky.
Oh, God. People are just clearly more interested in hearing themselves on the radio than on the actual radio show.
It's my mate's birthday.
Yeah.
Can you just do a shout out for Christy? Wish him happy birthday.
How dare you? How dare you interrupt?
You're a good man.
No, 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 no. This is serious fart game. There is
mate, you're
no
a good
room
bloke.
Shout-outs right
you
now.
You should get a pay rise.
No, well, I did the other day, actually. I'm doing a bloody good job, and it's not because I'm doing shout-outs willy-nilly. I'll tell you that much. Tabbouleh with a shout-out. I will say no to both of those answers. 131060, Jess from Traralgon. What's causing the smelly sound?
Cabbage.
Cabbage. Yeah, cabbage in a kebab?
Yeah, maybe, if you make them.
Yeah. Well, technically, that would not be a clue if I was like, yeah, it can go in a kebab. If it's physically possible to get in a kebab, that opens up a much wider spectrum than found in the kebab shop. Technically, I could put a footrest in a kebab if I made it at home. But cabbage is not the correct answer. I like that you're thinking out of the box, but I cannot stress enough that it will just be found at your local kebab house. Isaac in Newcastle on 131060. Are you aware of the clues?
Yep.
What's causing the smelly sound?
Hummus.
Hummus. Hummus. It would be true. Full of chickpeas and lentils. It would make me very gassy indeed. Incorrect, though.
Nah.
Incorrect. I really felt you thought you had it on that one. Gus in Canberra. I mean, how many things can there be in a kebab? I thought we would have got it by now. What's causing the smelly sound?
Garlic.
Ooh. Does sound a bit garlicky, doesn't it?
It does.
Smells a bit garlicky as well, I'll give you that much. It's not correct, though. And I know it's not correct because I haven't consumed garlic.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, it's disappointing stuff. I understand that. But we've got to move on. I can't show sympathy. This is a fast-paced, what's causing the smelly sound game. Cass in Victoria on 131060. What is causing the smelly sound?
Hey, guys. How you going?
All right. Good. Thanks. Who is the guys instructed to? Because it's just me here. Is it producer Felix or is it the whole of Australia listening?
Oh, look, I think this is advice for all of Australia.
Okay.
I can't believe the answer hasn't been picked already.
Yeah.
My obvious guess would be the kebab meat, the doner kebab meat for sure.
Ooh. Does sound a bit donnery, doesn't it?
It does, I think.
In fact, I think...
How's the air in there anyway?
Oh, mate, it's toxic in here right now. It is toxic. The air conditioning has even shut down in protest, saying that it's not going to work under these conditions.
Oh, my goodness.
Doner kebab meat, very specific indeed.
It's got to be the ingredient.
If you push your ear right up to the radio, you can almost hear some sort of meat particles coming out.
I can smell it. it must be this connection.
Hey Cass, congratulations! It is
fantastic.
It's doner kebab meat. Well done.
No worries, look out, mate.
And you want to know how I know it's the doner kebab? Because I didn't eat a whole kebab. What happened is Main Squeeze Nikki bought me in a whole takeaway container of doner kebab meat. Just strictly meat. That's why she's my main squeeze and not my minor squeeze. Partly because she likes having sex with other people and allows me to live the same lifestyle. But the fact that she comes into my work with a whole plastic styrofoam container full of doner kebab meat to wish me luck on my final show before the Easter break. Oh,
I really can't picture it any differently than in a takeaway container, really.
It was savage. It was just kilos upon kilos of shaved doner meat. Definitely the guilty suspect in question causing these cute little doner farts. Congratulations, Cass from Churchill. Now, I'll probably replicate this. Do it into a Powerade bottle and I can send that off in express post, if need be, as the price.
If need be. Just eat Donna kebab.
Oh, we could. Yeah, we could do that as well. All right. Thanks, Donna. Good on you. Cheers. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey around the country. Radio history about to be made for the fifth time.
This is a shout-out. The biggest, Australia's biggest shout-out. Yeah. Shout-out to my ex. Wanna...
This is where we get 50 listeners on the radio show right now on 131060 with a very simple message indeed. To say one word, one sentence perhaps. This is a radio idea that started off so organically and has prospered into something that is just an experimental concept, seeing how far this radio show and the rest of Australia can take it. 131060, I'll let you know very soon the phrase that you need to ring up and say. It's a bit of a thinker tonight. But if you've been following along for the last couple of weeks, you will remember back to when we did Australia's biggest collective wow. One syllable. Sounded like this.
Wow!
Whoa, okay. That is 50 people ringing through on 131060 saying the word wow. Producer Felix then chops it all together, sounding like 50 people are all saying wow in unison. It's very smart stuff. The next week, we thought, can we go one step better? Can we have a two-syllable word? It was anal.
Anal.
Very nice indeed. Third week, it was three syllables. Barnaby.
Barnaby.
50 people saying Barnaby there, with one person slurring his Barnaby at the end. And a week or so ago, it was four syllables. The one and only, the honey badger.
Barnaby.
There's always one. Now tonight, listen carefully for Australia's biggest collective shout-out. 131060, with all this cricket fiasco that's going on, I think it's fair to say that me, personally, doesn't like cricket anymore. I love it. Compulsory, I don't like cricket. Compulsory, oh no, from me. And then the optional, I love it kicker at the end. Ring up 131060. The mic will be all yours. You say,
I don't like cricket.
I say, oh no. And then you have the option to throw in,
I love it.
At the end. You'll get 2 seconds to add the extra I love it bit at the end. It's up to you. Whether you don't like cricket or whether you love it, you will have your shot on the air. 131060 taking your calls live right now. Producer Felix will collectively gather them and put them into one solid, synchronous 50-man and woman shout-out. Maddie from Adelaide, are you aware of the complicated instructions and the depths that we're pushing this Australia's collective shout-out to now?
Yes.
All right. The mic is all yours. You say, I don't like cricket. I will then respond with, oh no. And then you have the option to then say, you love it. 3, 2, 1.
I hate cricket.
Oh no.
Is that the wrong thing to say? Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, you screwed up big time there, mate. You screwed up big time. I was trying to vibe with you because I'm a master at improv, but let's go one more time. I don't like cricket is the correct one with the optional, I love it at the end. 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go to someone else. Clearly not the sharpest tool in the shed. Scotty from New South Wales, you'll understand the concept. You've got the compulsory, I don't like cricket. I'll say, oh no, and then you say, I love it if you want to at the end. Capiche?
Capiche.
3, 2, 1.
I don't like cricket.
Oh no.
I love it.
He loves it. He does. I knew you'd love it, Scotty. One on the board. Suzanne from the Central Coast. 3, 2, 1. All yours.
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, she really doesn't like cricket. Suzanne. Paul from Coffs Harbour. 3, 2, 1. Go.
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Yeah, he loves it. We've got 2-1. He does love it. He so loves it. Thank you, Paul. Claudia on 131060. Mike's all yours. Go for it.
I don't like cricket. I love it.
Oh, God. All right. That'll be hard for producer Felix to sandwich together. Didn't even give me the chance to say, oh, no. Hashtag rude. Liam from Victoria on 131060. 3, 2, 1.
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Yeah, you love it as well. All the men are loving the cricket still. Wait, let a little ball
to get around
in the
it.
Way. Yeah, give them some support, I say. Charlie from Dubbo, one of the final ones to go live on air. You can still call through 131060. We'll do pre-recorded versions for those shy people. 3, 2, 1.
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Yeah, he loves it as well. Good one, Charlie. Keith on 131060. We all know Keith's opinions on the cricket, I'm sure. 3, 2, 1, go.
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no.
I hate it.
Whoa, Keith. Whoa. That'll probably get a cut in the final edit, though. Well done, Keith. One more caller, York on 131060. Mike's all yours for Australia's biggest collective shout-outs.
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no.
I froth it.
Oh, froth it. Jeez, people are trying to one-up each other now. They know how this works. All right, fine. One more. Leo on 131060. Australia's biggest collective shout-out in 3, 2, 1.
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no.
I hate it.
Oh, God. Yep, this is going to be a tough one. Producer Felix has got his work cut out for him. Those are all the calls that we can do right now. Producer Felix needs time. Keep calling through on 131060. I'll grab the rest of the calls. We'll pre-record your ones and chop them in as well and play some of the best ones on air. Some people freeze up. I get it. You can call off the air and we'll record them and I'll chuck them through to Producer Felix right now. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey around the country. A lot of people have been waiting very long for this.
This is a shout-out. The biggest, Australia's biggest shout-out. Yeah. Shout to my ass.
Wanna kick my heels up and throw my hands up. Can we just say thank you to the 50 people involved on 131060? Phone's been going off the hook, looking to get involved in Australia's biggest collective shout-out. The thing that just keeps growing week to week, adding more syllables, more instructions, more variations of a certain phrase. What started out a couple of months ago as a simple Owen Wilson wow has now transpired into a huge... I don't like cricket. With me then compulsory having to say, oh no. And then the option for you to then say... I love it. Can I just say, I think, judging by the calls we're getting, 70% of people still love cricket. The tampering fiasco hasn't rocked the cricket world as much as some media outlets may have you suggest. Here are some of the best bits from the pre-recorded calls off the air.
You like that cricket?
Oh, no.
You love it. They hit that wicket. They don't got it.
I don't like cricket. Oh, no. I love you. I do.
I don't like cricket. Nah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Ha, ha. I love it. Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
Thank you to everyone who came to the party doing live shout-outs, pre-recorded shout-outs. Whether they got on air or not, they are all about to go on air right now in Australia's biggest collective shout-out. 50 people compulsory saying that they don't like cricket. Me then saying, oh, no. Some people not understanding the full concept and also saying, oh, no. And then the optional, I love it, at the end. Producer Felix has been ferociously mixing away on his Apple MacBook there. The production wizard, Producer Felix, can you confirm that all 50 I don't like crickets, optional I love it's, are in the can, ready to go?
Yes, all 50 I don't like crickets have been synced. All responses have been synced, but I didn't sync your oh no's.
Oh no. It's going to sound...
Ugly.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get into it. Geez, I've never been so nervous about one of Australia's biggest collective shout-outs in my life. 50 voices. Girls, boys, men, women, cricket fans, people who couldn't give a shit. All on one mixdown.
I don't like cricket.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. I love it. I do.
Ha, ha. Huge. It's a... I mean, they said it couldn't be done. They said it couldn't. We said we'll dare to dream. We will try and get 50 people saying about 8 words with optional extras included. Me saying things. It was the most complicated shout-out we've ever done. One more time.
I don't like
the oh no bit in the middle is so good. It's like it's dead set concern from some people. Oh dear. Oh no. What are we going to do about this? Oh, fantastic. One more time.
I don't like cricket.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. I love it. Yeah, I do. Ha. Ha.
Oh, wakey, wakey. It's Daddy Lakey. Thanks, guys.